here's a story from The World.
In Washington State this morning, descendants of the Sinaixt tribe celebrated a message from Canada.
On behalf of Canada, welcome home.
Welcome home. You see, back in 1956, a Canadian court declared the Sinaixt tribe extinct after its last Canadian member died. But for years, the tribe's descendants have challenged that declaration, and today, Canada's Supreme Court backed them up. Reporter Emily Schwing has more about the decision and its broader impact.
More than a decade ago, Rick Desitel crossed the border between Washington State and British Columbia. His plan was to go hunting for an elk, and he knew it would be problematic.
I knew for a fact that my ancestral grounds were here. And so when I was asked if I wanted to start this, I said, sure, I'll come up here and I'll kick up a little dust and see what happens here.
British Columbia filed illegal hunting charges against Desitel. But in the long term, Desitel started the long and arduous battle to regain access to his tribe's traditional lands in Canada. Desitel is a Sinaixt descendant. He lives in the U.S., and now the highest court in Canada has affirmed in a 7-2 ruling that Desitel's rights to hunt on his ancestral lands north of the U.S. border are protected by the Canadian Constitution.
Knowing that you're recognized and that you don't have to go back to the museum and stand by the dinosaur display anymore, I'm totally happy with it, yes.
This is the first time justices have interpreted what it means to be an Aboriginal peoples of Canada. In its decision, the majority argued that to exclude the rights of an Aboriginal people who were forced to relocate or whose territory was divided by a border would risk perpetrating the historical injustice suffered by Aboriginal peoples at the hands of Europeans.
How can they not be, for example, an Aboriginal peoples of Canada?
This is the question defense attorney Mark Underhill has used to underpin all of his arguments inside various courtrooms over the years. In the late 19th century, as loggers, miners, and other white settlers moved into British Columbia, the Sinaixt were driven south from their traditional Canadian land, down into Washington State. Attorneys for British Columbia argue that in moving south of the 49th parallel, the Sinaixt gave up their rights in Canada. They've appealed the case twice and lost. Underhill says he was told by senior attorneys this case was unwinnable.
You know, the core truth is this is where the Sinaixt are from. This is their homeland. And I, you know, when I got my head around what may seem like a simple fact, I knew we would win because it's the truth.
The last surviving Canadian Sinaixt tribal member passed away in 1953. 3 years later, their land was transferred to the provincial government. Today, there are more than 9,000 people on the reservation of the Confederated Tribes of the Colville in Washington State, including Rick Desitel. Nearly half of them are descendants of the Canadian Sinaixt.
My name is Chastity Watt. My parents are both Sinaixt.
Watt was in Nelson, British Columbia for Rick Desitel's original acquittal back in 2017.
I was pretty emotional just because we've always had that connection with the land and kind of being denied our rights there is pretty painful, and so it was just very emotional to hear the testimony being repeated about how connected we are with the land and that, you know, the river, the land, it hasn't forgot us and we haven't forgot it and we're back.
After that acquittal, Sinaixt descendants celebrated with an honor song and a prayer. Now, because of the pandemic, the celebration is much quieter. A small group gathered at a waterfall in Washington where Sinaixt have traditionally gone fishing for generations. Rick Desitel says the group had a small computer so they could connect with attorney Mark Underhill, who read the decision.
And then there was just this gigantic hoorah. And rose up and just like me, I can do my happy dance and all the relief there.
Officials with the tribe in the U.S. will now turn their attention to what happens next. Sinaixt descendants aim to protect cultural resources and sacred sites in British Columbia. They'll also explore how to regain the title to their Canadian ancestral lands. Tribal officials would not say for sure if they'd seek reparations from the Canadian government. For The World, I'm Emily Schwing.
From PRX.